Dick Barton, Special Agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we bring you the fifth chapter of our exciting new adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. Sir Archibald Wrangle, one of the inventors of the new secret weapon, dashes out of Colonel Gardiner's office as he is anxious to get back home, having left vital papers regarding the secret weapon in his pocket. Colonel Gardiner, Dick Barton, and Jean Hunter follow him. They hear a strangled cry and realize that there is no floor in the lift and Wrangle has fallen down the lift well. They rush downstairs.
He's fallen two stories.
It ought to be depressing, but at his age...
Who could be such perfect swines to do such a thing?
I don't think it was meant for the old boy at all. I think it was for my benefit, that.
I think you're right, sir. They wouldn't harm Sir Archibald. He's got the other half of the secret weapon.
He had the other half.
You mean it may have gone already?
We'll see. Here we are.
If you'll just give me an answer.
Are you the night porter on duty?
Yes, sir. Honored business, this, sir.
All right. Let me lift him. I can manage him myself. There. Let's have a look.
Yeah, it's my shoulder and left leg.
Phone for an ambulance, Jean, will you?
Yes.
Phone in the office there, miss.
Right.
What happened?
Somebody had tampered with the lift.
Your fault, Gardner.
All right, Sir Archibald, take it easy.
Shouldn't have brought me here.
Hurt anywhere else? Just shoulder and leg?
Seems like it.
Collarbone gone. Left leg too, I'm afraid. You're darn lucky, sir. You should be dead.
Take some killing, we Wrangles.
You fairly comfortable?
Comfortable be darned. What do you expect? Leg and collarbone bust?
Better than your neck, sir. Porter.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been on duty?
3 hours, sir.
Have you let anyone into the building apart from Sir Archibald?
Yes, sir. Just after Sir Archibald came into the place and went up in the lift with two bobbies, the bobbies came down and went out. Then two electricians came in to fix the lift, they said.
Why did you let them in?
They had special staff passes, sir.
Did you recognize them?
No, sir. Come to think, I hadn't seen neither of them before.
You have to take off your hat to these people, sir. They're staff workers first rate.
Yes, leaving us standing at the moment, aren't they?
I didn't say that, sir.
You better get along to my place. Brown jacket, sports jacket hanging in the wardrobe.
Upstairs?
Where do you usually find wardrobes? Yes. My bedroom. Inside pocket, you'll find a blue envelope. That's what you want. Better lock it up. Somewhere safe.
Why not destroy the darn thing?
Because you may need it one day. Never know. There's a lot of work in that devil of a lot. And if these people should find any way of working the weapon, which God forbid, then you'll need the formula in that blue envelope.
The sooner we get hold of it, the better anyway. I don't feel comfortable while it's lying in an empty house. Listen, Jean. Ring up the barracks. Get a guard. Take them with you in the ambulance and arrange for them to stay on guard over Sir Archibald all night. Arrange with the barracks for the guard to be changed night and morning.
What the
It's all right, Sir Archibald. You're not a prisoner.
It sounds devilish like it.
The point is, at this stage of the game, I'm not taking any chances of another kidnapping act. They've already got the weapon and Thurgood. The only thing missing now is your formula. The best way to get that is to get hold of you. Now, have you got all that, Jean?
Yes, sir.
In the circumstances, it might be an idea if you went along to the hospital and saw Sir Archibald comfortably settled.
I will.
I think that's all, Sir Archibald.
Wish to hell I never had anything to do with the darned invention.
And so say all of us. All right, Barton. We'll be on our way if you're ready.
I'm ready.
And when we've collected this thing and put it safely away, we'll get some shut-eye. Oh, just a sec.
What?
I better get you fixed up. Hang on just a minute. I have something for you.
Now what?
You armed?
Armed? Me? No, of course not. It's an offense without a special license, isn't it?
Yes, but in this game you feel silly if the other side has a permanent advantage in that line.
I see your point. How long have you been mixed up in all this?
Long enough to know my way about.
A woman's place is in the home.
Here, sir. That's what I always say. Never did care for feminine sharpshooters.
I beg your pardon.
You know what I mean?
I do not know what you mean, Captain Barton. Unless you consider me to be the sharpshooter type, as you put it.
Well, I like to see a woman with children at her knee. Roses round the door and all that. Knitting tiny garments, you know.
In that case, I suggest you get married without delay and leave this sort of work to people who can cope with it.
Phew, hoity-toity, me proud beauty.
My lad, you seem to have said the wrong thing.
I've got it. Here you are, Barton. Watch out, she's loaded.
Thank you, sir. It takes me back a bit, this.
Yes, I thought it wouldn't feel too strange in your hand. Right, come on, Barton, we'll get along. I've got your address, Sir Archibald. The Warren, Framley Gardens.
That's right.
Cheerio. Goodbye, Jean. See you later. Good luck, Sir Archibald. I'll pop in to see you later.
Yes, well, don't bring me any flowers. I loathe them.
My car's standing by, Barton. Right, Carter.
Hello,
Well, we don't seem to be doing too well, do we? I mean, Kramer and his crowd are holding most of the trump cards to date. They've got the secret weapon. They've kidnapped one of the men who invented it. It isn't really our fault we're still here at all. It's more by luck than good management.
That's true enough. You'll find the tide will turn all right, though. They can't work the weapon without Sir Archibald's formula. And in any case, they'll need a plane to use it at all.
What do you think they'll do, then?
Obviously, their first job, assuming that Mr. Thurgood is prepared to work with them, will be to get hold of either Sir Archibald or his formula. Then they'll smuggle everything out of the country, get hold of some aircraft, and hold the whole world to ransom.
But is the weapon frightful enough to do that?
Without the slightest doubt, Barton. If they were in a position to use the weapon, then once its details were made known, they'd be masters of the world. I'm sure of it.
It must be a pretty bright sort of weapon.
It's gas, plus bacteria, multiplied by atomic radiation.
But surely, if it's a gas, it'll prove difficult to put into action.
That's the whole point, Barton. Really, it's not a gas at all. All these effects are caused by a ray from a machine, which can be operated by one man. The whole thing is a sort of byproduct of atomic research.
Well, thank heavens Kramer is still short of part of the thing.
We hope.
You think they may already be on the trail?
I don't know. But to me, the obvious thing to do if I were Kramer, and I was short of the one vital link, would be to send someone along to Rangel's house in the hope that the old boy might have done precisely what he did do. Left the darn thing behind. If Thurgood has talked, then Kramer will know what to look for.
In that case, the sooner we get to Framley Gardens, the better.
We shan't be long. And Barton?
Yes?
If it should be necessary to shoot, then make sure you do it before the other fellow. We've got past the kid glove stage in this affair.
Mind you, I understand from what old Rangel said that Kramer already has sufficient information to operate the weapon, if Thurgood will help him.
Yes, he has. At the expense of the operator's sight.
Oh, yes, yes. It attacks the eyes first, I remember.
And however fanatical Thurgood may be, I can't see him deliberately blinding himself just to help Kramer out of a hole.
No. As you say, everything depends on Sir Archibald's formula.
And here's Sir Archibald's house. Ah, there's someone on duty. Constable.
Sir?
Everything quiet here since we took Sir Archibald away?
Who might you be, sir, to want to know?
Oh, take a look at this.
Oh, sorry, sir. Can't be too careful, you know.
Oh, that's all right. No suspicious characters around?
I ain't seen nobody, sir. All as peaceful as a marriage feast, as you might say.
You the only man on duty?
No, sir. There's another chap patrolling round the back.
Isn't there anyone living in the house? Did Sir Archibald live alone?
No, he had a housekeeper. She wouldn't stay in the place on her own, though. Said it gave her the creeps or something. I don't know what she meant.
There ain't nobody in the place now, anyway, sir.
Yes. Looks pretty dark and gloomy.
There ain't no light, sir. I think the housekeeper must have switched them off at the main before she left.
Well, that's a nuisance. Got a torch with you, Barton?
Sorry, no.
Lend me your torch, officer, will you, please? Got a bit of searching to do.
Certainly, sir. Here you are. Watch the switch. It's a bit of a faulty contact, but it's all right when you get the knack.
Thanks. Well, come on, Barton. Let's put our fortunes to the test.
Lead on. I'm right behind you.
If we're not out in 10 minutes, officer, come in after us with your pal, will you?
Yes, sir.
Come on, then. Stand by here for us, Carter, will you? You can park the car over there.
Certainly is a gloomy-looking place.
Yes. It's an oldish house.
Hey, just a minute.
What the... Oh, hello, officer. We've just seen your pal at the gate. Here, take a look at this.
Oh, sorry, sir. Carry on, sir.
I've asked him to give us 10 minutes in there, and if we're not out, to come in after us.
Oh, right, sir. I'll go in and join him at the gate. And then we'll both be around together if there's any trouble. Everything's quiet, though, sir.
Good. Door's not locked, is it?
Oh, no, sir.
You don't know where the electric main switch is, do you?
I don't, sir. I haven't been in the place. I don't fancy it much from what I've heard.
Why, what's the matter with the house?
Well, old Rangel was a scientist, you know. There's all sorts of queer things in that there laboratory of his. So they tell me, sir.
So who tells you?
Well, round here's my beat, sir. And local gossip, you know.
Doesn't do to pay too much attention to that. Come on, Barton. Give us 10 minutes, officer.
Yes, sir.
Nuisance about the lights. Well, we're in anyway.
Yes. Oh, there are the stairs facing us.
Should be able to tell the old boy's room easily enough.
Oh, this torch isn't too hot. Yeah, that's better. Switch keeps jamming. Now then, try this room.
Definitely not.
No, guess you're right. Housekeeper, perhaps.
No, bathroom. Try this. Aha, this looks more like it.
Yes, there's a wardrobe. Ah, sports jacket. Here we are. You hold the torch. I'll look in the pocket. That's it. Here. What's this? Envelope. Blue. Ah, this is it. Shine the torch here. Mm-hmm. Lots of figures and things. That's it, all right. I'll have it. Thanks. Well, good night's work, Barton. Once this is safely under lock and key, we can breathe a little more freely.
What?
Why, what the...
Well, not a bad idea to see who it is.
Hell, this torch is the very devil.
Here's the phone.
Right, let's see what this is all about. Hello? Who? Yes, speaking. Oh, hello, Jean. What's the trouble? Is he? Poor old chap. What? What do you mean by that? Oh, has he? Oh, well, we've finished what we came here for. Yes, so that's all right. It won't affect us. Yes, see you tomorrow. Get some sleep. Guard okay? Good. Good night, Jean. Jean Hunter. Old boy isn't too good. Bit delirious.
Sorry about that. I thought he seemed a bit too perky after that fall.
Yes, he keeps on telling Jean to warn us about his specimens. Whatever that may mean.
Specimens? Well, that's odd.
What the... Come on! There's somebody down below!
Take it off me! Take it off me! Ah!
What did Wrangle mean by his specimens? Whose voice screamed from the lower floor? What will Dick Barton and Gardner find when they get downstairs?